ॐ आज्ञानातिमरङ्गस्यातिरञ्जनं सुलकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। सो थैंक यू फॉर कमिंग हियर पार्टिसिपेटिंग इन मात्रि योगा दिस इवनिंग।
谢谢大家到来参加今天晚上的那个mantra yoga。
I would like to share a little bit of my experience with mantra yoga, a practice that I've been practicing for almost 40 years.
那我呢就是练这个mantra yoga已经差不多40年了，我想跟大家分享一下我的体验。
And I was first introduced to it in the early 1970s.
1970s. 那我呢就是一开始接触这个是在1970年的早期。
Although I had been studying Eastern philosophy, and I was pursuing an understanding of a higher understanding of myself, how to achieve self-satisfaction.
那个时候呢，在接触这个之前呢，已经开始就是对于东方的哲学。
很感兴趣了，而且呢，希望怎么能够达到就是更高的自我满足的一个状态，正在追求这一切。Self-satisfaction is something that everyone is aspiring for.
实际上，每一个人都希望能够追寻到那种自我满足的那种境界。How
to feel completely fulfilled and satisfied in any condition of life.
啊，也就是说。 大家都希望，无论生活的状况是什么样，但是呢，内心总是感到完全的一种满足的感觉。First,
we have to realize that we have a limited power to control our destiny.
首先呢，我们先要认识到，我们控制自己的命运这个部分，其实我们能够控制的是非常少。Because
we are not complete ourselves.
因为我们自我的本身都还没有达到一种圆满的状态。One
who is complete, self-fulfilled, he doesn't need anything else.
那种达到圆满的自我满足的状态的时候，那种人他什么都外在的东西，一切都不需要。It
means he has everything he needs and he simply enjoys.
也就意思是说，实际上他已经拥有了所有他需要的一切，他只是在享受而已。
There's no need to work.
不需要再工作。
There's no need to make any endeavors whatsoever.
不需要再去做各种各样的奋争努力。
A self-satisfied person can simply be satisfied with himself and not be dependent upon anything else.
感到满足的人，他不再需要依靠外在所有的一切，他就是在自我之中感到满足。
So we may become disappointed if we analyze the characteristics of a self-satisfied person and realize that actually that's not me.
那当然了，当我们就是做这样的一种分析啊，看一下那个自我满足，感到就是那种圆满之人，然后看一看自己，我们可能觉得挺沮丧的，因为我们不是那样的人。And
that's okay, that's no cause for disappointment.
但是呢，实际上那是 okay 的，不会让人真的就是不必要感到这种沮丧。
It's rare to find such a person.
实际上，这样的人是很罕见的。And
we should not think that, although it's rare, that we cannot achieve some state of at least peace or satisfaction.
但是呢，我们不应该讲说，哦，既然是这么就是难得达到的一个境界，那我们就不要去努力了。至少我们应该努力的想要达到那种内心的平静。Yes.
In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse that describes that one who is not connected with the Supreme can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a controlled mind.
在古老的瑜伽经典《薄伽梵歌》当中就说了，一个人如果不能够跟至尊者相连的话，他既没有超然的智慧，也没有达到这种，就是内心也没有达到平静。
Without which there can be no
I forgot the last sentence. Neither
transcendental intelligence nor a controlled mind.
Yeah. 所以说，没有跟至尊者相连的人，他既没有超然的智慧，他也控制不了自己的内心。
without which there could be no question of peace.
如果没有有这个超然的智慧和控制自己的内心的话, 内心就不会有平静。
And how can there be any happiness without peace?
如果没有平静的话, 怎么可能有快乐?
So, one needs to be connected to the Supreme.
人需要跟至尊者相连。
Actually, this is one of the meanings of yoga, to connect.
啊, 实际上这是瑜伽的一个意思, 就是连接。
And mantra, the word man, means mind, and tra comes from the word charity, means to deliver.
啊, 那个mantra这个梵文词的意思, man是内心, tra的意思是能够得到解放。
So it is a process of delivering the mind by connecting it to the Supreme.
那当然了,就有这样一个程序, 通过跟至尊者相连, 使自己的内心能够得到解放。
For one who has controlled the mind, it is his best friend, and one who fails to control it, it can be his worst enemy.
对于控制住自己的内心的人来说, 内心就是自己最好的朋友, 那么控制不了自己内心的人, 内心是自己最大的, 最糟糕的敌人。
So, therefore, through mantra yoga, we attempt to connect our minds to a transcendental state of being.
啊, 所以呢, 我们是通过这个 mantra yoga 能够 通过控制自己的内心跟超然的这个生命能够连接上。
It is described that one of the characteristics of the mind is that it accepts and rejects.
那么瑜伽经典里就描述说内心的一个特征它就是接受拒绝。
We accept something because we think it will bring us great happiness, and then we see that it's insufficient, we reject it and look for something else.
那么我们呢就是之所以接受什么东西是因为觉得 如果接受了它,我们就会得到快乐,然后到时候呢,觉得啊,已经足够了,我们就会拒绝它,然后就去再去找另外的东西。
And if we're a little analytical and introspective, we'll see that that tendency of the mind continues throughout our existence.
但是呢,如果我们稍微的自己反省分析一下的话,就会发现我们的内心,我们的心念是一直不断的就翻来倒去的。
The mind is actually looking for a permanent resting place.
啊, 实际上我们的内心呢, 一直是在找一个永恒的能够停靠, 啊, 栖息的地方。
A permanent place where it can be focused and actually be satisfied.
啊, 那个永恒的地方是我们能够专注, 而把我们的心专注在那儿, 同时感到满足的地方。
Otherwise, this process of accepting and rejecting simply continues on and on and on.
否则的话,我们自己内心就一直不断的是接受,拒绝,接受,拒绝,一直不断的,没有止息。
That which brings us happiness may have given us happiness before, but at some point of time we give it up for the pursuit of another happiness. That which gave us happiness before, at some point of time, we will give that up for the pursuit of another form of happiness.
那么那种之前让我们感到快乐的那种事情, 到一定的时候, 最后呢, 就会让我们觉得, OK, 够了, 然后我们就又, 内心又去想要去找另外的东西。
For instance, when we were young, we were very happy if we got toys.
啊, 就比方说, 我们小的时候, 如果我们能够拿到玩具, 我们就觉得特别开心。
And I don't know about you, but I had a lot of toys.
我不知道你们怎么样, 我小时候曾经有很多的玩具。
Every time I had a new toy, I thought this was the greatest toy.
每次当我拿到一个新的玩具的时候, 我想, 哦, 这个是最棒的一个玩具了。
But after some time, I found that didn't make me happy anymore. I wanted another toy.
然后呢, 但是玩了一段时间以后, 就觉得, 哦, 这个东西不能让我再快乐, 我应该要找另外一个玩具。
And then as we get older, then toys won't work at all.
等到我们稍微长再长大一点点了, 所有的那些个玩具简直根本就吸引不了我们。
We need better toys, bigger toys.
我们就想要得到一些更大的那些玩具。
There's a saying, the difference between a boy and a man is his toys.
英文有一句说法就是说这个男人和那个少女就是小男孩之间的那个区别就在于他们玩的玩具不一样。
The boy likes the little toy truck, the man likes the big truck.
那个小男孩可能就是那些个小的玩具，那些个大男孩就是那些个所谓成熟的男人 是需要另外的。
The boy likes the little plane, the man likes his own plane to fly. The boy likes a little plane, the man likes his own plane to fly.
那个小男孩呢, 他可能拿一个模型的那个飞机模型, 他玩的就挺开心了, 但是呢,那个大男人呢, 他就要真正的要去开那个飞机了。
But the point is that the ladies?
他就问那女士们怎么样, 他就不家庭了。
About dolls.
娃娃。
I'm relating from my own subjective experience, thinking about boys.
他说我是就是谈我跟我自己有关的那个经验，所以我只谈男。
Although I don't have a plane and I don't have a truck.
尽管我没有这个卡车啦，什么那个飞机啦这些。
But I had a toy plane and a toy truck.
但是我小时候有过那个玩具的那个卡车和飞机。
But if you were to offer me that toy plane and toy truck now. It just wouldn't work. It wouldn't give me the same pleasure as it did when I was a boy.
但是呢，如果现在我们把那种小的什么卡车、小的飞机模型给他的话，就不起作用了。他就不会像他是在小男孩的时候拿到这些就感到那么的喜悦。现在完全就不受吸引。
We can apply that principle to our relationships with so many things in this world.
实际上，我们把这个原理可以就是用在我们在这个生活、这个世界里面的很多很多的事情上。
Unfortunately, we were even seeing that personal interpersonal relationships have become very disposable also.
是不幸的是，我们甚至看到就是说这种人之间的关系也是就变成这个。
That a person who previously used to give me great happiness doesn't give me so much happiness anymore.
对啊，那比方说一个人曾经他在我的生活当中给了我很多的愉悦，但是呢，过了一段时间以后，我再跟他在一起，再也不感到快乐。
And therefore, we give up one relationship for another relationship.
正因为如此，我们就是放弃一段关系，又进行新的一段关系，是这样。
It's an expression we use in English: old wine in a new bottle.
啊，那我们在英文里头就说的是老酒装在新瓶子里头。
So accepting and rejecting is the business of the mind.
所以呢，这个接受或者是拒绝，这个就是我们的心所它有的功能。
So mantra yoga is a process which is meant to give the mind something very positive which it can always accept. Mantra yoga
is meant to give the mind something positive it can always accept. 那那个mantra yoga呢，就是它给我们让我们的内心总是以一种积极的方式，总是能够在接受那种积极的。
In other words, it's because it is a transcendental vibration.
由于这个 mantra 都是超然的声音震荡。
It is beyond the experiences of accepting and rejecting of this world.
那这样的声音震荡实际上是超越了我们这个世俗世界里面的所有的内心的什么接受了、拒绝的那些个对象。
Because a transcendental vibration not only satisfies the senses and the mind.
那因为超然的声音震荡不仅仅是能够满足我们的感官还有内心,
but it satisfies the self,
而且呢它还满足真正的自我,
which is beyond the senses and the mind,
而这个真正的自我实际上呢它是处在感官和内心之上。
It's who we are. The self is who we actually are.
对，那那个真正的自我就是我们真正到底是什么。
Which is beyond the physical body and the temporary mind.
实际上我们真正的自我并不是这个短暂的肉体之躯，还有这个我们的内心，实际上在这个上面。
I remember one time I approached my stepfather many years ago.
我记得有一次呢，我呢就多少年前我就去找我的这个养父。
And I wanted to perform a little experiment with him.
我呢就想要就是跟他就是有一些个那种体验。
And I asked him, can you please point to your face?
我就问他说，你能不能指出你的那脸？
He was very submissive.
他呢，就当然很听话。
He pointed to his face.
他就用手指指出他的脸。
I said, can you point to your knee?
说你能不能指出你哪是你的膝盖？
He pointed just right here to his knee.
在这儿。
I said, can you point to your foot?
能不能指出哪是你的脚？
He pointed right here.
他就OK，在这儿。
I said, can you point to your chest?
Chest.
Yeah.
说那你的胸膛在哪儿？OK，在这儿。
And he pointed right here. I said, can you point to yourself?
那你能不能指出你的那个自我在哪？
And he pointed right here.
他就也是在这儿。
So I said, no, that's your chest. Why are you pointing there?
然后我就跟他说，哎，这个是你的胸膛，你为什么要指这儿？
He said, no, that's me. I said, no, that's your chest. Why are you pointing
there? 他养父说，不，这是我。他说那个Swami就说，不，这是你的胸，你为什么要指这儿？
You must be different than just your chest.
你肯定你的真正的自我跟你的这个胸口这儿肯定是不一样。
So at that point, he got a little confused.
那这样的话呢，就是他就有一点点好像迷惑。
And he thought I was trying to trick him.
然后呢，他就以为我好像要跟他就是。
I actually wasn't trying to trick him. I was just trying to make a point.
他说实际上我并不是想要对他怎么样，我只是想要是指出啊那个要点。
So then he thought he was going to defeat me.
然后呢，他就想说他的养父就想说 OK 怎么要打败他。
He put one hand on his foot and another hand on his head.
然后他就一只手放在他的脚，一只手放在他的手头上。真是有什么？是你。
He said, that's it, that's me.
他就说这就是我。
I said, no, that's your foot and that's your head.
然后他说 Swami 就说这个是你的脚，这是你的头。
And then he got really frustrated. He said, all right.
嗨，他就特别紧张。 OK, 算了。
He couldn't go any further.
他不能够再往前再去做任何事。
But the point is the self is something which is beyond just this temporary physical body and mind.
所以重点就是说真正的自我实际上它不是就是这个肉身的。
And it's the self that needs to be satisfied.
而真正的自我它需要感到满足。
Because as much as we try to simply satisfy the mind and the senses,
因为我们现在所做的都是尽量努力的能够就是满足我们的身体肉体之需，满足我们的这个内心。
They will simply continue to accept and reject.
如果我们只是这么做的话，那他们唯一的反应就是接受，拒绝。
And there will be no peace.
那我们的内心永远都不会有平静。
And how can there be any happiness without peace?
那如果没有平静的话，怎么可能有快乐呢？
So, therefore, mantra yoga is meant to help us understand the self.
所以 mantra yoga 实际上是要帮助我们能够真正的了解我们的真我。
Which is transcendental to the body and mind.
而这个真我是超越了。肉体之躯超越了我们的心智的。
Just like if we have a nice golden bird cage.
这个就像我们有一个金色的鸟笼子，金质的鸟笼子。
There's one right there. No, that's a fence.
那是鸟笼子。
I wouldn't want to put a bird in there.
他说我不会把鸟放到里面去的。血肉横飞了就该。
So if you polish the cage every morning,
说如果每天早上你只是擦你的鸟笼子，
after many mornings you'll have a nice bright cage.
那这很好几天这样过后，你就会有一个闪闪发亮的鸟笼子。
But if you neglect to feed the bird,
但是如果呢，你光是擦鸟笼子，你就是忽视了去喂养里面的鸟的话，
it will die.
那个鸟就会死了。
So the soul is within the body.
那灵魂呢，就在我们的这个躯体里。
And the soul needs to be satisfied.
而那个灵魂它需要得到满足。
And the reason why the mind and the senses are always accepting and rejecting is because the soul hasn't been fully satisfied yet.
我们的感官和我们的内心之所以一直不断的在接受什么、拒绝什么，是因为里面的那个灵魂它一直没有感到满足。
So the soul also needs nourishment.
所以灵魂它也需要得到滋养。
And the nourishment of the soul is chanting mantra.
而滋养那个灵魂就是要通过吟诵吟唱 mantra.
That is one way to nourish the soul.
这是滋养灵魂的一种方式。
Because the mantra will connect us to the supreme.
因为那个超然的声音者，那个 mantra 就会把真正的我们自我跟那个至尊者能够连接上。
Transcendental to the dualities of this world.
那个至尊者他实际上是超越这个世界里面的相对性的。
Heat and cold, happiness, distress, honor and dishonor.
相对性就是那些所谓的冷热、好坏、荣辱等等。
In Bhagavad Gita, it is also stated that for one who conquers the mind, super soul is reached.
佛家梵歌里就说了，如果我们能够控制住我们的心的话，那么我们就能够抵达超灵的。And
he attains tranquility or peace.
而这样以后，他就能够内心得到平静。
For such a person, heat and cold, happiness and distress, honor and dishonor, they are all the same.
对达到这种状态的人来说，冷热、好坏、荣辱，都是一视同仁、平等看待。
So when we discover that we cannot control this world exactly the way we want it to,
我们呢，当然了，已经发现了，我们不可能按照我们想要的那种方式控制整个这个世界。
Because this world is always changing, relationships are always changing.
因为这个世界一直不断的在变化，而关系人和人之间的关系也一直不断的在变化。
Nonetheless, if we can control our minds,
但是呢，至少我们可以控制我们自己的内心。
We can experience peacefulness in any state, in any condition of life.
如果我们这么做了的话，我们在人生的任何阶段、任何状态下，我们都能够。
That is the objective of mantra yoga.
这个就是 mantra yoga 的那个目的。
It is a very powerful process.
这个方式是非常的强大有力的方式。
Which brings that mind to that higher plane of existence beyond this temporary world.
它等于把我们的内心能够带到超越我们现在这个城市的更高的那个领域当中。
And by chanting this mantra, one can immediately begin to experience. This higher state of consciousness.
而我们通过吟诵吟唱，一会儿我们介绍这个 mantra， 我们可以立刻感受到那种超然的平静和快乐。
Although that state may not remain.
尽管那样超然的平静和快乐，也许不可能，在目前的状态不会就是持续很久。
But with any form of yoga, if this constant practice and detachment.
但是呢，无论是我们练什么样的瑜伽。 只要我们能够一直不断地练习这个方式，而且呢，就保持不执着。
Then the consciousness will become more fixed.
那我们的意识就会变得越来越平稳。
Mantra yoga is meant to bring us to that state when we can practice yoga all throughout the day.
那这个 mantra yoga 可以把我们带到那个境界，就是说你可以一整天的练瑜伽，你达到那个境界， mantra yoga 也可以把我们带到那个境界。
When we're doing yoga.
当我们在做瑜伽的时候，then
we're not doing yoga.
或者甚至我们在没有做瑜伽，他说的是体位法。when
we're working.
当我们在工作的时候，when
we're with our family.
或者我们跟我们的家人在一起的时候。when
we're engaged in recreation. when we're engaged in recreation.
当我们就是在玩休闲的时候。
Mantra yoga can actually bring about a permanent fixed state of consciousness that will enable us to extract satisfaction for the self.
Mantra yoga 就是说，在我们所有的这个做各种各样的活动的时候，都能够让我们一直有那种超然的那种意志状态，并且让我们感到自我的那种满足。
So this is what I was introduced to 40 years ago.
所以这个就是我40年前被别人就是介绍的这样一种方式。
And this is what I have been attempting to practice for the last 40 years.
那当然了，这也就是我自从别人介绍给我这种方式以后，这40年来我一直不断的在练习的。
And this is what I'd like to share with you this evening.
这个呢，也就是我今天晚上想跟大家分享。谢谢大家。
So they know how to chant?
Some of them don't know. 那个谁，贾木娜在哪？我让他带来那个，有那个 mantra 给你发一下，然后看一下。 他会了，没关系，还有很多朋友。那大家看一下，那个带上那个字会不会太小了？对大家来说，还好吧 ？OK， Mara， maybe you can just read them too. You can when they follow. 好了
，Of course. go ahead, you do, you explain. That way it doesn't have to be translated in Ongo Festival.
Okay. 那好，大家看一下那个条子上，这个是我们要给大家介绍的一个非常非常古老的这个 mantra。在500年前，这个 mantra 是秘传的、不传的，必须练瑜伽达到非常非常高的境界的时候，人变得极其纯净的时候，才能够练这个 mantra。但是呢，500年那个时候，有一位非常了不起的圣人，他看到就是世人普遍的都是那么的痛苦啊，内心那么的挣扎，结果他就出于这种同情之心，就把这个 mantra 就传出来了。那所以我们今天在教大家这个 mantra， 大家先跟我一起念一下这个 mantra， 就像熟悉歌词一样，待会儿熟悉了，那 Swami 领着我们唱的时候，我们闭着眼睛就可以体会那个境界了。我念一句，大家念一句。Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Rama Rama
Rama Rama
Hare Hare
Hare Hare
我们能不能一起看着那个条就一起把它念下来？因为我觉得在这儿在座的各位都是极度聪明的人，所以一遍就可以了。好，我也念，这样的话大家就跟着。预备起。
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
一下就下来了。那好了，现在就我们请 Swami 带我们唱。他这个方式是什么呢？我们敞开我们的心肺，然后我们仔细的听他唱整个的 mantra。他唱完以后，我们就大声的把这个 mantra 按照他引领我们的那个旋律唱出来，然后去感受啊那个感觉。那当然喽。为了让我们能够更好的感觉体验，我们先一起来发出 Om 的声音震荡3次，也是把整个的这个环境就是邀请变得更加的吉祥。所以我们先一起来做一下，大家可以坐直身躯，因为这个 Hare Krishna Mantra 啊，经典里描述说它可以直接的打通7个脉轮，所以我们尽量把身躯坐直了。然后呢，我们深吸气，在吐气的时候一起发出 Om 的声音震荡。好，吸气。哦。